USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. FBI agents investigating sexual misconduct allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. The agency has 1 week to complete the task. President Trump at a rally in coal country, Wheeling, West Virginia, mentioning his Supreme Court nominee at a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
A vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh is a vote to confirm one of the most accomplished legal minds of our time, a jurist with a sterling record of public service.
Then the president goes on to bash Democrats.
Honestly, the Democrats are a disgrace. They are. They're a disgrace.
And he names progressive Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's reportedly thinking about running in 2020.
Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She's considered like a conservative person. These people, they've gone crazy. They've gone loco.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
In Indonesia, more than 800 people killed in the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami which followed, the wall of water swallowing buildings and homes, rescue workers still looking for people as it's feared more were killed, some areas cut off because of damaged roads. President Trump may not meet with Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein just yet. Details now from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
On Fox News Sunday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders asked if President Trump will meet this week with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, and if more than just the New York Times story about Rosenstein reportedly suggesting to wear a wire to tape the president will be discussed.
I wouldn't be surprised if other topics come up. I'm not going to get ahead of the president's conversation with the Deputy Attorney General. A date for that hasn't been set. It could be this week. I could see it pushing back another week, given all of the other things that are going on with the Supreme Court.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A change at the top. Elon Musk stepping down as chairman of the board at Tesla. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
He and his company will pay a total of $40 million in fines to settle a government lawsuit alleging that he duped investors with misleading statements. He neither confirms nor denies that. Business professor Eric Gordon at the University of Michigan says Tesla investors may be okay with the deal.
It's good news for Tesla's investors because it takes away some of the uncertainty and it'll take away some of the will Elon be distracted factor.
Musk gets to stay on as CEO, but his firm has to hire an independent chairman to oversee it.
A key member of Jefferson Airplane has passed away.
Marty Balin was a folk singer who then went on to form a band in the early 60s with Paul Kantner called Jefferson Airplane. Others joined, and in 1966 they released their debut album, Jefferson Airplane Takes Off. It was their 1967 album, Surrealistic Pillow, released after Grace Slick joined the group, that made them superstars. Many in the group then reunited in the mid-70s to form Jefferson Starship. And Marty Balin also had a solo career.
Is everything all right?
Marty Balin was 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
I feel without you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.